Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I move that we adopt the following certification pursuant to the requirements of Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia. We each certify that we have just come out of exception that was held pursuant to my earlier motion, and each of us hereby certify to the best of each member's knowledge, one, that only public business matter lawfully exempted from meeting requirements under the Freedom of Information Act, and only such business matters as were identified in the motion in which the executive session was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered at the meeting.
We need a roll call vote.
Yes.
Margaret?
Yes.
Kayla?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Gwen?
Yes.
Nellie? And Margaret, yes. Okay, with that, we are out of executive session.
All right, so now we need to consider the budget for the next fiscal year. And I again forgot to change the label at the top that it still says FY26,
okay.
It's FY27. I thought I had corrected that problem. So, as I said earlier, the difference between what you saw in the spring and this budget is I was anticipating a $40,000 increase from the county, which they are not going to be able to do. So they did straight line us. It doesn't look straight line because last year we had $815,000 because they had given us an increase, but they forgot to add it. They forgot to actually give it to us. And so this year they actually did give it to us. So the real number is $822,500. Last year they owed us that $7,500 that they didn't give us. So I did do some cutting, obviously, to get to this point. So if you turn to, so this summary page just shows you the overall picture of the plan. Then the second page gives you the revenue sources where I think we're going to get all the money. We anticipate that the towns will kind of stay where they are. Nobody has told us that they plan to cut us. We may get more money from the Wellspring Foundation, but I don't know that, so I didn't add it in. The Rosa Acre Greer's Trust has been going down for some reason. A couple years ago, it was almost $8,000, but the last couple years, it's been lower. So we don't obviously control that. They do. Miscellaneous at $6,500 is probably realistic. It may be a little low. I'm hoping that we'll get another $5,000 from the Marion Friends, and we've used that to cover snacks for the adult program, hospitality, so when we host other librarians, and books for youth services, the books they give away. And that's very standard. I think all the groups across the county provide money for the books that we give away. And I'm thinking that our starting balance will be about $125,000. I think it'll be less than last year just because we've been spending stuff down. Because we're going to be spending less overall, our cash flow reserve requirements are lower. To be honest, if the county isn't able to help us with the funds to hit the 3% COLA, I can reduce that, the 8%, the thing I call the capital improvements fund. That's not required by law. The 10% is required by law. The extra 8% is something that our auditor likes us to have, but that's at your discretion. So it can be 7%, it can be 6%, it's whatever we need it to be. Once before, we have gone below 8%. So if the county can't help us and I have to meet that 3%, I would just propose that we lower that 8% to find the extra money. Memorial and Book Fund continues to grow a little bit every year. Frankly, I see that as our savings account for the year that we have to buy a new vehicle. Our vehicle's pretty old. It doesn't have a lot of miles on it. And as y'all know, it's miles that matter more than years.
Yes.
But there will come a time where we will need a new vehicle. That is not a new vehicle. It's a I want to say
it's old.
18 years. I mean, it's not at all new. Mm-hmm. So there will come a day when we have to get a new vehicle. So I see the Memorial and Book Fund as our savings account for the vehicle. There's also Teddy's Treasures money in there. So
yeah. Can you remind me again of what that is?
Teddy's Treasures? Mm-hmm. Teddy's Treasures is just for Saltville. It was a gift from a gentleman who used to come to visit Saltville, and he loved the library, and he loved Saltville. And so he gave some money, and he has friends who send money just for Saltville. Okay. And we had a check earlier this year. I forget for how much.
We had three this year.
Yeah.
And I will say he has like condos and things set up in different areas, and he doesn't charge his family or friends to stay there, but he has one of the cards, and he asks them to make a donation to one of the organizations. So
and
we
Teddy's
get them from all over. Yeah.
Teddy's Treasures is one of those. So some of that $51,000 is Teddy's Treasures.
Okay.
It's not.
I need to go because I have another meeting at 7.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Are you voting on the budget?
Yes, we are going to vote on the budget, so I'll leave it.
Patton's going to vote yes.
You're going to be
a yes? Anticipatory vote.
Okay.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. And then we have our two CDs, which continue to grow a little bit. I will leave the Kirby Scholarship for another day, but I intend to ask Paul to take a look at the documents for the Kirby Scholarship. We're currently doing $500 a year because that was what was in the original gift agreement. In today's world, a $500 scholarship isn't very much. Mm-hmm. And so...
Not even one credit, really, I mean.
Right. And so it should at least be $1,000. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I want to get out of the scholarship business. I don't think we should be in the scholarship business.
I agree.
I worry that our funders see us giving scholarships and say, if they can afford to give scholarships, why are we giving them money?
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree.
And so it's only because we took this grant, or we took this gift, mm-hmm. and we've been implementing the gift. The way he wrote the gift, he anticipated that interest would fund the yearly scholarship, but it has never earned $500, ever. So, you know, over the years, the original gift was $10,000. And so over the years, it accumulated up to about $15,000. Since I've been here, we haven't been paying it out of operating funds. We've been taking it out of this fund. So we've got it down now to $13,000. But I would just as soon go to $1,000 scholarships. But Paul has to look at the documents, and we may have to go to the heirs and get them to agree. Janet Kirby is one of the heirs. She and her sister-in-law, I think, are the heirs left remaining for that estate. I'll leave it for now, but it'll come back before y'all later. I'm going to get Paul to look at it, and then it'll come back for y'all to agree to what he thinks we can do with it.
Rose, you had said you really wish we weren't in that business. How do you get out of that business?
Well, we could either give more scholarships at higher levels, mm-hmm. or we could give the money back to the estate.
That's what I was wondering.
And they could take...
And they could...
Smith
if they
County
wanted,
Community Foundation could administer it like
right.
they do the other
right.
scholarships.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they administer quite a
they
few scholarships.
They do, quite a few.
So.
Right. So, but we have to go to the heirs. We
yeah.
can't do that
they
unilaterally.
Have to make that decision.
So that's why I want Paul to look at the agreements, mm-hmm. and then... talk to the heirs, and yeah, I would just as soon give it to the Smith County Community
yeah.
Foundation and get out of the scholarship
yeah.
business altogether.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
All right, so then we get to expenditures. As always, and I know it's tiny print, the biggest piece is 65.5% that we spend on personnel, because that's really the heart and soul of what we do is the people. And so that's where we spend the vast majority of our money. So you see all the different pieces there. The thing that killed us this year, the 2% COLA is some piece, but the
insurance.
The health insurance, it was 25% mm-hmm. increase.
I heard about that.
So that hurt a lot. So that's a... It doesn't look as bad on here as it would have been. So in the past, you know, we've had 9 employees eligible for health insurance. And so I have always budgeted for the 9 employees. But in fact, not all 9 employees use our health insurance. So because I was trying to find a way to save money, I've only budgeted for the people who are actually using the health insurance. Mm-hmm.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So I always had it in case, you know, there are different life events that can enable people to get health mm-hmm. insurance. So I wanted us to have mm-hmm. the money if those events happened. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't happened in 5.5 years I've been here where we've had somebody mid-year opt in to the health insurance. Mm-hmm. So if we hired a new full-time employee in the middle of a year, that employee would be entitled to health insurance, and so we would need to start paying. So that's kind of why I had that money. That hasn't really happened to us, and I don't anticipate hiring new full-time staff. So I did budget conservatively there just to cover our costs.
Rose, how is it determined how much each town gives?
For the salaries?
Uh-huh.
So that is basically my decision. I know how much they're going to give us.
Okay.
And so I always want them to have skin in the game. I want them to see what they're paying for, right?
Okay.
So if you will look at where I've used local funds, I've used it for staff, I've used it for programs, I've used it for the cleaning fees.
Okay. Yeah.
I've used it for things that they see that's mm-hmm. easy for them
okay.
to see.
Okay.
So they see the people, they see the programs. So, I mean, that's how I made that decision.
And then they vote on that?
So we made requests to
okay.
all the towns at the beginning, back
okay.
in March, in their budget cycles.
Okay.
In Marion, mm-hmm. it's February, and in both Saltville and Chilhowee, it was March. But
okay.
we submit our requests.
Okay.
And, you know, I anticipate they will continue us at the same levels.
Okay. Do they usually agree to give what you request?
They do.
Okay.
We've stayed level.
Why does Marion pay
$25,000?
It's the biggest library, most patrons.
They've had a long time philosophical issue about providing money to the library. Their view is that the county money that we get is their contribution, and that we're attempting to double dip by asking for town
because
money.
Because the towns are providing buildings.
The towns right. of Marion.
Yes.
Not Marion, only
Saltville. I'm talking about Saltville
and
Chilhowee, yeah. So they...
Yes, they are,
right.
and they pay the utilities.
And yet...
I would welcome...
I don't know that it's ever the current.
I've tried.
The current town manager
is Andrew.
Kind of puts that together and goes, "Oh, well, you look at the value of those buildings in Saltville and Chilhowee, and that has a monetary value mm-hmm. at the end of the day. So, what would that monetary value be that we could kind of meet that?"
You know, if the electric bill here every year was $5,000, I mean, I know it's probably much more than that, but why couldn't they just give $30,000? I mean, like, just as a...
So, my first year, I went after them for $35,000, and they said no. They just flat out said no. And I said, why not? They said, we don't give anybody that much money. I said, but we're the library.
But also the way their budget...
I know.
But the way they
sense.
Structure their budget is different, too. We are not our own line item in their budget. We are one of many things
yes.
in one line item.
Yes.
So you can't really follow their budget as well as you can follow, like,
our budget.
Or the county budget. It's a one lump sum, and within that one lump sum,
there's a lot of different
10 organizations.
Things. Yes. Oh, okay.
It's
so
not 10, it's
it.
Probably 30. I mean,
you can't follow it.
How does that get past their auditor?
Oh, and they don't, yeah, as Margaret says, they don't publish a budget like this. I mean,
it's not detailed.
At all.
It's whatever someone oversees it within their staff, and that person it's at his discretion to give out what he feels.
We are in the Ken Heath line item in the town of Marion.
Really?
Yes. And I'm kind of shocked by that.
What if it's someone who doesn't like libraries?
But also the town council should have some ownership and accountability for that, and saying, okay, we as town council, I would want to say, have some say as a board member. I value this organization within our community, and I feel like they should be funded at a higher rate. So that's a beast that has been.
They did give us $5,000 when we redid the Copenhagen room a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I did go over and make a pitch and say, this is something that is used primarily by Marion residents. It's a benefit to this community. It's going to cost $20,000. I would like you all to pay $5,000 of the $20,000. And they did. Mm-hmm. And then the Friends gave us another $5,000.
Okay.
So the Marion Friends and the town of Marion. But no, it is, I agree with you. I would welcome ideas about how to move them off of that.
And there should be some transparency within that town budget so people could follow where the money's going.
But yeah, we are in, it's a very large line item, and we are one of many items. And they just flat out refused. And I asked for 35 instead of 25, again, on the principle that it's the biggest town.
Okay.
And
right.
They are pretty hard over. But I'm happy to have that conversation. If any of you Marion representatives,
I'm not a Marion, but I'll walk
you're
in Marion.
Behind
you.
Well, every time I have an opportunity and I know somebody on a town council and I see them, I say, hey, could you remember the library? And then it's always the response I get is, oh, well, that's so-and-so's responsibility. And they have, you know, that responsibility. So we're not going to micromanage that.
Right. Gotcha. Mm.
So it's so it would be you and Patton and Tom would be the Marion people. Mm-hmm.
But isn't he ever economic development?
We're
in there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So the next big area is collections. So this is all of the stuff, the books, the digital resources. You will see that I have increased Hoopla to 25,000 instead of 20.
Well, and I did the math on that, and it comes out to the point where Hoopla is 17.6% of the total
circulation.
Wow.
So if you were to give in 17.6% of your total allocated budget to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Libby, we do much less, so I'm going to do...
But is Libby less expensive than Hoopla?
Yeah, it's a different model,
right? It's completely different.
I buy books that go into the pool because we are in this with about 25 other library systems across the state. And so our share, the thing that we are obligated to pay is $1,500 a year.
Okay.
And so I am proposing to spend more than our minimum fee, partly because the $1,500 is what I have to spend for books. I also have to pay about $850. I think I put it in here. No, I didn't. The platform fee, we have to pay our piece of the platform fee.
Mm-hmm.
So Libby charges us for their software.
Right.
To be a user of their software. And then we have a magazine subscription that we also have.
So you're actually, you're giving like 21% of your collections budget to Hoopla. So you're actually above what the usage is.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I anticipate it will continue to go up.
Yeah. So you'll have to readjust that whenever it...
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. I use it all the time.
And it has so much really great stuff in there.
Even a lot of new books are on there. Like, I've went through and done some of the classics on there just as a refresher in the car, but even some newer stuff is on there. So it's not just like old stuff on there.
Yeah. I listened to the Calamity Club this month on Hoopla. It's just the new Catherine Stockett book. It's great, but I was surprised it was on Hoopla. I mean, it's just out this month, and it was on Hoopla. But the movies and all the kids' stuff, the manga, the comics, there's just...
The binge passes.
Yes, those binge passes are also great. So we love some Hoopla. We will continue Heritage Quest and Ancestry. The usage of those is varies so widely, I can never quite figure out. Sometimes you'll have a month of zero, and then this last month we had like 1,100 uses. I do not understand how it goes so up and down, but if people are using it, we'll pay for it. And large print is pretty stable. We'll just stay where we've been. That we do get a lot of use of the large print books. So, programming again stayed the same. Obviously, I've added for Marion. I've added the adult program, so that's adult and children are both added in there. Contractual services.
Now back outreach. Where books were taken to the nursing homes, and then that's still active.
Yes, that is Kristen.
I was going to say, that's you.
Yes.
So that's still continuing and still...
It is, yeah. I go to Francis Marion Manor, Valley, the Friendship Cafes, and we were scheduled to go to the Older Americans Day this year, and then the weather, and it was... Yeah. So, yeah, I still do deliveries every month. I'm actually scheduled to make them next week.
Okay. So they get like a once a month delivery. Okay.
Yep.
And I email them all the representatives that I deal with to make sure if they have any special requests or anything like that. So I give them about a week's notice, and then they gather what their people want to listen to or read, and then I take it to them.
All right.
And she's bought, you know, we allocate part of the budget for her to buy new books. Back in the old days when I first started, that we weren't buying new books for outreach. They were only using cast-offs from the Marion large print collection. And I decided that wasn't fair to our seniors, that they should also have new books.
Yeah.
And so we buy new books. Kristen does book orders for, you know, we allocate a portion of the print books to outreach and she orders.
Yeah, that's a really important program. I'm glad to know that it's
what
still...
What kind of participation do we have? I mean, do a lot of the patients, like at Francis Marion, read?
Yes, Francis Marion and Valley. It took us a while to get back in Valley, but once I did, they were like, 10 items, we just want about 10 items,
so
and now I take a buggy's worth, and I try to go in there when they're eating, like I try to time it just right so they can see me putting the books in there, and I will say audiobooks and movies have gone down, just because I think Valley and maybe Francis Marion, they have like little streaming for the TV, so... They don't check out the movies quite as much, but the books, they still love.
That's great.
And we're getting them new stuff, and
so
Kristen does a good idea, and Kristen gets feedback from them about what they want to read, so she puts together really good lists.
Yeah, that's an important thing. I mean, imagine.
And it really looks like, too, on Facebook that Valley has really picked up on their activities and stuff anyway.
Yes.
They have, like, some new coordination or something.
They really have.
Yeah, I mean, they're having fundraisers and all kinds of fun stuff for the residents.
They had, like, a carnival type thing.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was going to go to it, and then we couldn't, I think it was like we couldn't find coverage here for me, but they had a really good turnout for local businesses.
Well, that's good to know.
And then the Friendship Cafes are also still going strong.
Yeah, they're still going strong. And we had a woman donate a bunch of like Sudoku books and word search. And so I plan on taking those, a bunch of puzzles that were donated to Marion. I've taken to the Friendship Cafes and Francis Marion and Valley, and they just love it.
That's great.
So the books you take from here is like they check out.
Yeah,
you read them and then you pick them up.
I pick them up and then change them out. Yeah.
So they have their own little mini collection that she creates for them, and it just swaps every month.
And then you got the Sudoku stuff you can take and leave.
Yes.
At the risk of sounding completely ignorant, what is a Friendship Cafe?
So this is a program that is run by District 3. And they have one in Marion, one in Saltville, and one in Chilhowee. And they bring them together. I don't know if they bus them or...
Some people, they ride the Lynx Transit.
Yeah.
Some people drive. It's for ages 60 and up. and they can go. They
have a meal.
They love playing bingo.
Sort of like senior citizens.
Right.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, it's just like that. And they just hang out for a couple hours, and it's really good. Some of our patrons go over there, and they love it.
So, like here in Saltville, they do it at the senior center over by the wave pool. And then in Marion, they do it in part of the police station. Mm-hmm. And Chilhowee, they do it in the town hall.
Yeah.
That meeting room up above. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then, so we have, and they also have a collection of books from us that stays with them. So well, they can.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a mobile library.
It is, yeah.
I remember Miss Katrina.
Yes.
And it's book like mobile. The bookmobile. Yeah.
Kristen is the Miss Katrina.
Miss Katrina.
I do.
All right.
Contractual services, you were going into Hal. And
yeah, so there's not any huge big changes. Everything in that area. I did add $5,000 for that pay scale project that we talked about to the HR help desk subscription. And then cybersecurity is going up a little just because of all of the stuff that Josh has to buy to keep us safe with our online work. I did put money in for a grant writer because there's a very large National Endowment for Humanities grant that I would like to get to do the Sherwood Anderson Archive. We have file cabinets full of documents that we've never processed because we don't have a professional archivist on staff to do that work. And so I would like us to apply for this National Endowment for Humanities grant. I think the first year it should be the project planning grant where we figure out what it's going to cost to actually do the work. And so I put money in for the grant writer to do that.
Library of Virginia salivated over that collection when they came at one point. And I think they wanted to take it. They were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
But it's just been sitting there.
Yeah.
And nobody has access to it. Nobody's using it. Mm-hmm. We can't even digitize it because we don't know what we have.
It's and boxes and boxes and boxes.
And so I would like to, like I said, I would like to get the NEH grant, but I'm not qualified to write that. Mm-hmm. We need to hire someone to do that. So I did put that money in the budget because that's been something that we've needed to do for at least a decade. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll get it done this year. Again, I put up a little more money for electricity because of Appalachian. I added money for fixed furniture and fixtures because we really do need to get them a new counter here in Saltville. That is my goal for furniture and fixtures for next year, is to get them a different workspace there. So
I was going to say, this is the counter I remember being here as a child. I mean, like,
And it's not very user-friendly for the staff to work behind. And so my goal is to be able to replace that for them. So that's what that money is for. And then everything else is pretty similar to what we've been doing. So I'm sorry that took a long time, but as you know,
that's a big budget.
It's the most important thing we do all year is
absolutely
figure out our money.
And this is one of our very few actual true responsibilities as a board, is to oversee the finances, and the budget is the biggest thing. So you all have any discussion over anything that was in the budget? And Margaret, is there anything you're...
No.
When?
No, it's something to take home and ponder and read over. I mean, I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't
it? It's a lot. There's a lot of work going into this.
A lot of moving of numbers, and that takes a long time, I know. Every year it's a big job, and we appreciate the time you all do put into that because there was a time when the budget wasn't great. So we appreciate that. Nellie, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay, so we...
Yes, you
need to vote on this today, because
this
has to be voted on before we can move forward with a new year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, who wants to make a motion to approve this budget?
I make a motion that we approve the budget for the 2027 year.
Okay, do I have a second?
I will second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Thank y'all.
You have an approved budget, unlike some organizations.
What would happen if we didn't?
They wouldn't be able to do anything.
They would have to. Everything would come to a
screeching halt. Like what's going to happen in the state.
To be honest, the library used to do their budget in October.
Yeah, they used to. Well.
And so I was like, I don't want to go. You lose a whole quarter with no budget. That feels.
You're supposed to have it when you go into your new fiscal year. Otherwise, you're spending money that you don't really
know you're in October. So,
we used to not even really have a budget for a period of time. Oh. But anyway, with that, we need to schedule our next meeting, and that is in
Marion,
July 16th.
Yes. Oh goodness,
I will not be.
I will not be here.
I was going to say, I don't think
I'll be at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay, so when do y'all want to meet?
Yeah.
That's three out of seven.
We could meet at the beach.
Hey.
I'll be out west.
I'll go.
Out west is even more
we'll
fun.
We'll go with y'all.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And that beach trip is a very needed.
Much needed, right?
Beach trip this year. This year has been terrible. 2026 has not been pretty.
Oh, I'm done with it. I am totally done with it.
2026 is going as a big black mark. So we have two options.
Will people be back?
Are you all the 23rd? Does that look better for you? Or are you going to be gone for 2 weeks?
That is
or?
Band camp.
Oh.
So,
no.
You
listen,
won't be there.
Y'all might as well mark me off the whole
could
week.
Could we do a tentative?
The whole month of July.
Could we do a tentative plan? And if we hear from Tom and Patton, could you do the?
I can do it, yeah. You can do the 23rd.
Okay. Could we just go ahead and tentatively schedule that? And if we find that we're going to have a real problem there, we can do something. Is that okay? Because in August we have that retreat and we won't have a meeting, so I really don't want to go.
Right, 2 months.
No. Mm-hmm. So it's really important we do have that.
Okay.
We'll shoot for the 23rd in Marion at 5:30.
Okay.
All right.
And so we know that Kaylin is out.
Band camp.
Yes. Y'all know. We have band camp and cheer camp the same week.
Boy.
Yeah. So y'all just might as well not play it here for me.
Yeah. Are you back yet that day?
Yes. We're back the 22nd. Because Sean has board meeting the next day.
Yeah. All right.
He's missing
so we'll,
one.
You can do it. So we'll. That's 1, 2, 3. Gwen can probably do it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully be all right. Okay, and with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
I will second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.